Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Spring on the north slope of the Brooks Range, and hundreds of thousands of caribou have congregated on their traditional calving grounds. The four largest caribou herds in Alaska have their calves north of the Brooks Range on the coastal plain. Tens of thousands of caribou calves are born in about a three-week period at the end of May and the first couple weeks of June. All those caribou calves attract predators, but they also overwhelm the predators. It's known as predator swamping or predator saturation, an anti-predator adaptation where prey occurs for a very short time in very high numbers, which reduces the probability that an individual animal will be eaten. When predators are flooded with food, they can only eat so much, and the prey animals benefit from safety in numbers. Wolves and bears, and to a lesser degree, wolverines and golden eagles, watch the herds and eat newborn calves. But this window of opportunity is short-lived. When the caribou calves are just a few weeks old, they are able to keep up with their mothers and other adults in the herd and keep away from wolves and bears. Because tens of thousands of caribou are all born within a very short time, the predators are swamped with food. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.